plans, the pressures, the decisions, the noise. A man screams for quiet. A man wants sanity in the confusion. A man wants release from the pressures. They say Christ cares and wants to help. No money-back guarantee you'll be free of noise, confusion, pain, pressures, decisions. He just says, trust me, man. Trust me. I've been through it all. I understand. And I'll help you. And there's hope in that.
Now there's lots of folks been talking about real travel, not just walking, making chases to the places you and I might never be. From the city to the country, from the mountain to the valley, from the canyon to the ocean, from the desert to the sea. They'll be flying, driving, sailing, some surviving, some be failing, as they chase the dream of thrills that cannot be. More and more we'll soon be learning, our deepest longing, yearning, can't be satisfied in cities we now see. Blessed be that city, pearly bright city, where the streets, they're paved with gold. Blessed be that mountain, just where mountain, where the river starts its flow. Blessed be that singing, angels are singing, voices blended in perfect harmony. Even more aspiring to have things and toys and stuff that bucks can't buy. They got boom boxes blasting, big bass boats for casting, more new tricks and truck than you and I could ever hope to try. They got four-wheel drives a-turning, credit cards just burning, seeking kicks and highs on which you can't rely. There's just one thing satisfying, he's the one who did our dying, and he's waiting. Real joy, it comes from drinking at the well of pleasures that the world provides. But the fleet hides their feeling, gonna send you rocking, reeling with an emptiness. You must confess that eats out your insides. We got hotshot jocks explaining how eating right and training gonna save you from yourself and make you free. But just building up your body, kung fu and karate. Where the river starts.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight on RadioValencia.fm.
Two, 1, 2, 3. You're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggles try, I never get out of this world alive. My fishing poles broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how struggle is tried, I never get out of this world alive. Hey, distant uncle passed away and left me quite a badge. I was doing fine until the fatal day. Lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jump in the river, I will probably drown. No matter how struggles try, I never get out of this world alive. On a worn out dime, I bet a nickel I could pelt. It was head to tail. I ain't gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, cause nothing's gonna be alright no how. No matter how struggles strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. Thank you.
young giant coming to life. The furious voice of an industry expanding. Symbolized in a 70-ton electric furnace, alive with thousands of volts of electric power. Alive with the promise of an enormous future. And yet all this heat, this power, this energy, this promise, had this beginning. A knife with a strange new trademark, stainless steel. A new kind of knife that could cut oranges, lemons, and other citrus fruits without staining the blade. Just an idea, modest and unpretentious. But in how many other ways would this new metal be put to work? In how many ways would it give substance to new ideas unborn? Today, the answer is more than 1,000 and growing steadily. In the short span of 2 decades, the output of stainless steel has increased more than 20 times. Why? Because this is not a static industry. It is an industry that feeds and grows on ideas as big as the capacity of men to dream. A metal that encourages ideas because it is so uniquely able to give them shape and substance in almost limitless variety. That is the secret of the growth of stainless steel, its versatility, its applicability to so many divergent products and uses, its ability to be tailored to so many different jobs, today and tomorrow, versatility. In fact, men have discovered more good things about stainless steel than about any other material. They have found, for instance, that it possesses a phenomenal resistance to heat. A resistance that has already marked it for an unusually active future in the age of space. They have found that when properly selected and applied, it does not rust. It lasts indefinitely and without any protective coating being necessary. Its bright silvery surface stays that way because there is nothing to wear off. The staying qualities of stainless steel are not the result of protective coatings of any kind. They are solid qualities, part of the metal itself. That's why you can specify this metal for any of its many qualities without sacrificing the others. To achieve an effect of beauty, you do not have to sacrifice strength. To gain corrosion or heat resistance, you do not have to sacrifice economy. You want workability. Automatically, you achieve strength, economy, uniformity, cleanability, resistance to corrosion, sales appeal, permanence, beauty, and many other attributes, found together in such high degree only in stainless steel. This truly modern metal can go it alone, or in the company of others. It has a beauty that can enhance other materials for unusual contrasts or blends. This flexibility has been particularly well exploited in the field of architecture. It is a tribute to the architectural profession's creative, progressive spirit that this versatile building material has become so widely accepted in such a variety of ways. Stainless steel in rolled form sections, in round and shaped tubing, in plain or textured panels, in pieces that can be applied like tile. In signs, fronts, and entrances, in window and door frames. Stainless interiors too, sinks and ovens and ranges. Light troughs, railings, escalators, and the 101 other products to be found in a building, large or small, commercial or residential. And in every case, here is beauty that is permanent, beauty that will not corrode, oxidize, or wear away. Even in the comparatively short time that stainless steel has been competing against other metals, such as aluminum, the contrast has been marked. While the use of expensive maintenance procedures or protective coatings can help retard deterioration, the ultimate life of aluminum building applications can never approach that of stainless steel. Here, for instance, is dramatic evidence in a building of equal age that stainless steel, because of its inherent higher resistance to corrosion, can take anything the four seasons or a city's polluted atmosphere have to offer. In oil refining, chemical processing, coal mining, canning, a host of other industries. Stainless steel installations have effectively withstood corrosive and mechanical abuses that far exceed the ravages of nature. Wherever stainless steel is used, maintenance costs stay down. Once a building is built or a product manufactured, stainless steel does the rest. To ensure permanence, it does not need to be waterproofed, painted, or sandblasted. Stainless steel needs no periodic polishing or lacquering to keep it in good shape, only occasional washing or dusting. Stainless steel means dollars and cents savings as a result of the maintenance work that does not have to be done. From scrub pails to skyscrapers, stainless steel is permanent. It endures. It endures because it is strong and corrosion resistant all the way through. You will find stainless steel lends itself to all the cold forming methods. Yet, in spite of its great strength, no large outlay for special fabricating equipment is required. It can be sheared, blanked, and punched. It can be perforated and drawn. It can be spun and formed and polished. It can be molded, pressed, rolled, or expanded. It can be fabricated by other methods too, such as machining, sawing, riveting, forging, casting, and welding. One of the reasons why stainless steel can serve so well in such a variety of ways is that its physical properties are not limited to one type, but form a group of more than 40 types of alloys. Although the basic alloying metal that imparts the stainless quality to stainless steel is chromium, by the addition of other metals, particularly nickel, many types of stainless have had their chemistry painstakingly tailored to give them specific physical properties. Each new type was originally developed to fit the requirements of some particular product of industry, to make the type magnetic or non-magnetic, to increase or lower ductility, to vary tensile strength, to change density, to change certain fabricating qualities, to increase resistance to heat. So indispensable has stainless steel become to many industries, so completely does it fulfill requirements and in many cases set new standards of performance, that its use has become mandatory. One of its most dramatic qualities is its exceptional cleanability. Published results of impartial tests on competitive materials conducted by a leading state university prove that stainless steel has a far greater cleanability score than any of them. Tests for removal of bacteria from both unworn smooth surfaces and worn scratched surfaces proved stainless steel to be outstandingly superior in cleanability. Unlike other surfaces, there is no glaze to wear away. Stainless is solid, uniform metal all the way through. This exceptional cleanability, plus its high resistance to the action of certain acids, makes it a must for use in food preparation and handling. In nearly every phase of milk production, on the farm itself, and in the dairy, in hospitals and laboratories, only in stainless steel did these institutions find the answer to their long need for a material that would meet rigid hygienic standards, that was strong enough to do the job, and with the durability to be economically lasting. In fact, men have found so many ways to use this amazing metal that today there is scarcely any place you can go without meeting stainless steel. One of the reasons you can go anywhere and go so safely, comfortably, and speedily is that stainless steel helps take you there. It carries things. It carries people. It lifts you up. It helps keep you up. It helps bring you down. Men have found stainless steel excellent for catching things and containing them, for keeping things in, for keeping things out, for products that pull, for products that push and blow and spray. It gets rid of things you want to get rid of. It preserves things you want to keep. Stainless steel is something you walk on. You walk under. You walk through. If you like, you may walk around it. Or move along beside it. Or it may go around you. In fact, around everybody. You can put it inside things and outside things to do vital work or catch the eye. Stainless steel can make things hot for you or keep things cool. It can speed you up or slow you down. There's nothing like it for handling things that are clean or things that are soiled. You can put stainless steel on top of things, on the bottom of things, or on the side of things, to keep things dry or damp. You can put things into it and take things out of it. With stainless steel, you keep things together, or you separate them. Or you simply make them look glittering and more colorful. With stainless steel, you hold things to a certain shape. Or maybe you want them to jounce around a bit. Stainless will keep things quiet. Or all stirred up. Stainless steel can be circular, square, or triangular. It can be oblong, parabolic, solid, spherical, hollow, wide, or narrow. It can be bright and shiny like a mirror, or soft and mellow like satin. It can be beautiful plain, or in a variety of textures and applied colors. These are some of the qualities of stainless steel that have made modern living so much more enjoyable. Qualities that have made many things possible that we now take for granted. Qualities that have brought entirely new standards to many areas of living. Food handling, chemistry, petroleum, dairy, the care of the sick. Properties that have made possible many of our most important advances in transportation and space-age aviation. That have opened new vistas in the broad field of design. And yet these things are just the beginning. The door to the future is barely ajar. This is the metal that grew because it could be tailored to the specifications of so many jobs that inspired so many new ideas. This is the versatility that suggests, encourages, and will help realize so many more ideas still undreamed. Whatever the product need, whatever the application, whatever the dream, here is the modern metal that can make it come true.
Come on out here, Michael. This is Michael here. What's your whole name, Michael?
Michael Daniel Baez.
Michael Daniel Baez. Hey, you're quite a good-looking guy, too. You know, you're good.
Are you married?
No.
No, he's not married. No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
You don't have
Can I be your girlfriend? Oh, he doesn't want no lady. Just like you, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, why? What do you want to be when you're...
An actor.
You want to be an actor? Do you, have you done any acting, commercials or anything?
No. I hear you like to sing, though, huh? You want to sing for us now?
You want to sing for us now?
Okay. Give him the mic, Frank.
You sing for us.
I crash your party. Saturday I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun. Wasn't hurting anyone. everyone, and we all enjoy the weekend for a change. I've been stranded in the combat zone. I walk through Bedford style alone. I even roll my motorcycle in the rain. And you told me not to drive, but I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the lights, don't try to save me. You may be wrong, for all I know you may be right. I found you there, alone in your electric chair. I told you dirty jokes until you smiled. You were lonely for a man. I said, take me as I am, 'cause you might enjoy some madness for a while. Now think of all the years you tried to find someone to satisfy you. I might be as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other way. You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the lights, don't try to save me. You may be wrong, for all I know you may be right.
You see, you were a little nervous in the beginning, but when he got gone, he went gone. You were really gone. You were really gone there. You know, got a fine ear, too. You know that?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike. Okay? That was
pretty good.
Yeah.
That was good. I like the song.
Uh-huh.
Never heard it before, but I like it.
A fortress in the sky, with what the light beholds. We live on borrowed time. A growing moving pier, their armies still advance. From the murky depths they rise. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream. For the flesh they need tonight. Tonight. Zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight. Land of the dead. Massive flames arise, they burn out of control. In this heartless genocide, all they find a way inside. Those who could escape have no chance to survive. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream. For the flesh they need tonight. Zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight. Tonight. Zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight.
Their armies still advance. From the murky depths they rise. land of the dead. Tonight. Land of the dead. Acid flames arise, they burn out of control in this unleashed genocide. All they find a way inside, those who could escape had no chance to survive. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream for the flesh they need. Tonight, zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight, zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight.
Que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de la misión Radio Valencia.
Of the universe comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil. As Voltron's legend grew, peace settled across the galaxy. On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed. Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe. Until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy. Voltron was needed once more. This is the story of the super force of space explorers. Specially trained and sent by the Alliance to bring back Voltron, defender of the universe.
drugs and rock and roll. It's all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways, throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know. Lots of other ways, oh, what a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing. A grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know, it's going to fit. Take a bit of bed, cause you know you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cut price, you know what that'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, a cake of liberty. Yes, please. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs.